This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The missing 71-year-old lady from Cushman in Independence County was found Sunday afternoon deceased in the woods of southern Izard County. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said he was notified by Izard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence just after 6 p.m. Sunday that Anna Faye Cowden and her car were deep in the woods just off a logging road. Sheriff Jeffrey said it appeared Ms. Cowden was disoriented on a journey that left Cushman on Highway 69 toward Mount Pleasant and went to the Independence Izard County line. There, the sheriff thinks she turned left onto Lafferty Road, going about 3 miles to Middleton Road. He said it appeared she then went another mile or so before leaving Middleton Road near the last and only residence and drove through a field and onto a logging road that led her deep into the woods. The sheriff said Ms. Cowden had apparently hit some bushes and trees until the car stopped. Its passenger side front hung on a tree trunk. Jeffrey said authorities think she got out of the car and locked it, taking the keys with her. She was found lying in the woods about 100 feet from her car. Her walking cane was found close by and lodged in some tree limbs. Sheriff Jeffrey said Bob Reese, the man who lives in the last house Ms. Cowden passed, was out walking his dogs in the woods Sunday afternoon when he spotted the car and then found Ms. Cowden. Sheriff Jeffrey said the Civil Air Patrol had searched that area by air, passing over it several times in 2 days, but the sheriff said it would have been impossible to have spotted the car in the thick woods. The sheriff said it doesn't appear foul play was involved in Ms. Cowden's death. A man who stole 2 vehicles in Independence County during the last week of September and ran from police both times is now facing 10 felonies and 4 misdemeanor charges in circuit court. Court information says 23-year-old Timothy Austin Brady of Cave City stole a Chevrolet pickup from the Kroger parking lot in Batesville that was left unattended with keys in the ignition. Police found him sleeping in the vehicle on the bow in West Batesville at a place called The Rocks. Brady injured Sergeant Patrick Collins when escaping from authorities at that time. Then on September 30th, Brady stole a Heritage propane service truck from the company yard north of Batesville, damaging 2 other Heritage propane vehicles in the process. When he was spotted in West Batesville in the truck, he again ran from authorities, this time ending up in custody when he wrecked the truck by plowing into a boulder at Rowell Lake in central Batesville. Felony charges against Brady include 1 count of second-degree battery, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 3 counts of breaking and entering, 2 counts of felony theft, and 2 counts of felony fleeing. He is also charged with 3 counts of first-degree misdemeanor criminal mischief and misdemeanor theft and reckless driving. Brady is in the Independence County Jail in lieu of a $500,000 bond. Police also say Sunday afternoon someone broke into Cell Phone Central on Eagle Mountain Boulevard and stole 23 cell phones and a computer. Entry was gained by busting out a front glass window. The stolen items had an estimated value of over $5,500. A Newport man, 25-year-old Nicky Joe Yates, told Independence County authorities on Friday he was traveling on a county road towards State Highway 122 near Newark when he had a flat tire. He discovered his spare was also flat. He said he unhooked his boat and trailer, left it on the gravel road, and took the spare to Newport for repair. Yates said when he returned to get his boat and trailer, they were gone. The boat's an 18-foot War Eagle with a 90-horsepower Mercury outboard motor. He said the boat also contained several rods and reels and fishing tackle. Yates estimated the value of the boat at $19,000, the trailer at $3,000, and the fishing equipment at $3,000. And police are also investigating the theft of a club car golf cart from the residence of Charles Insel at Deschey. Authorities say the cart was stolen from Insel's backyard sometime overnight Saturday. The cart's valued at $1,000.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.